This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Closing the books on April, you know it wasn't your imagination. It was such a doggone cold month. At Cape Girardeau, Missouri, it was the coldest April in the record books. At Evansville, Indiana, there'd been only one April colder since they started keeping records. That was the month of April 111 years ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, yes, the weekly crop bulletin yesterday reported corn planting progress is behind average, as you would expect. But it might be good to note, many farmers worked on Sunday, and again yesterday and today. For sure, next week's crop progress report, indicating progress as of next Sunday, should show a big leap over the progress this week. 17% of the corn reported planted as of this past weekend, 5% of the bean acreage. Boy, they wasted no time in Missouri last week, planting 38% of their intended corn acreage in 1 week. They need workers so badly in some of our Midwest cities, they're paying people to come live and work. If you relocate to Hamilton, Ohio, north of Cincinnati, they'll help pay $5,000 of your student loan. Move to Grant County, Indiana, between Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, and you can claim $5,000 toward buying a home. The Wall Street Journal says North Platte, Nebraska has gotten into this game, too. They need workers so bad. You move there in that community near Interstate 80 in the big UP rail yard, they'll hold a ceremony and give you a check. Earlier, I mentioned working on Sunday. And in areas where the conditions permitted it this past weekend, quite a few farmers did, in this delayed planting season, when time is of the essence, work their machines in the fields on Sunday. Our friend Chad Colby, ag technology expert, who appears each weekend at our television show, This Week in Agribusiness, polled farmers. And of the some 2,500 responding, nearly 80% said they farm on Sunday. Now, many said they'll worship, but then head toward the field. Some of them echoed my dad's sentiment from back in the day. Oh, I remember so well Jim Armstrong and other farmers around us, Frank DeLay, Cousin Bob Simpson, almost never went to the field on Lord's Day. Dad said, I remember vividly, if you work on Sunday, oh, you'll fix it on Monday. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.